And it's now my pleasure to introduce Jan. Now, we've talked to Jan on a number of occasions. She's part of the Upper Yarra Rotary Club. And we had Terry in last week from your club. But we're going to talk to Jan because Jan is very involved with the Millgrove Reses Action Group. So, first of all, welcome, Jan.
Good afternoon, Alan, and good afternoon, everybody else who's listening.
It's good to have you along, Jan.
It's great to be here.
Tell me, it's probably been nearly 12 months since we had the Millgrove Reses Action Group in. So what have you been doing in the last 12 months?
We haven't got enough time on...
just pricey.
Pricey, we have a couple of big events that are free for the community each year. And one is coming up, their annual event. So one's coming up in 3 Saturdays' time, the 11th of April. It is the Light Trail 2026 with the theme Murder Mystery. We've done that for the past 2 years. This is our third year.
It's a murder mystery.
Well, this year it's a murder mystery. Last year it was a theme of legends. So whatever a legend meant to you, it might be your mum, might have been somebody who has come up through the local football ranks and become, back in the day, an AFL star.
Yep.
That type of genre of understanding the history of the township. The one before that was basically the history of Millgrove, and it has quite an illustrious history. Used to have the council, the first council building was in Millgrove. We had a wine bar, not that that is necessarily a claim to fame, but it sounds quite cool. Yep. We had a primary school and a wonderful active town hall. A lot of those things are no longer there, but...
Just go back to the first one.
Yes.
The first council building, what sort of building was it? Or was it the town hall?
No, it wasn't the town hall. It was a separate building. It was made of wood, and I'm not sure. My understanding is it was either decided to relocate, but I know definitely a couple of the buildings were burnt down and some were chosen to move on to another township, either Warburton or Yarra Junction. We're kind of the poor cousin in between those towns sometimes.
Well, but not
we're
really, if you supplied
not at
the,
all.
If you supplied the material to them.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah. And we are a township that has a great history of what you might term movers and shakers. We've had people seeing that there's a need in an area and then just going ahead and getting on with the job and doing it. So that town hall was built by locals.
Was
and
it?
Yes, some land was donated to the area, to council for the local primary school. There's many stories, and I'm probably not the best person to speak about it.
And that happened in a lot of areas, though, didn't it? That, first of all, the residents saw the need. Somebody donated land off the corner of their farm or something, and then the residents went out and built them.
That's right. That's exactly what happened. And then got behind it and made it viable, active, fun.
It's amazing, and you find that in a number of townships. And also down at Yarra Junction, while we're just talking about down that area, they had a big family day down there, a community day or something, didn't they, in the last few weeks?
I cannot comment on that, although I am involved in a community day this Sunday, so I'm wondering whether we're talking about the same thing. Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the crank up.
No. I thought this was
museum.
A picnic. No. Cindy McLeish and I were talking about the crank up. No, I thought there was something.
It's Neighbours Day this Sunday.
Well, let's talk about this Sunday then,
yes,
if it's coming up.
It's, and the Upper Yarra Rotary are doing a sausage sizzle for that, so I've got that hat on that Sunday, but not today. It's the MRAG hat.
Yep. All right. So, what else we've been doing in the last 12 months with the Millgrove Action Group?
Okay, so as I said, April is the light show. October is We initially termed it an open day. Yep. It's now become open and expo day. We tee up with the local CFA who have an open station yep. to discuss coming into fire season what one could do to be prepared.
Yep.
We have paired it with a type of market stall format, but having local not-for-profit organisations there to, if you like, show their wares or share their services.
More like an expo.
Exactly, yes. Yep. Also, definitely have lots of fun things for the kids, face painting, a jumping castle, lots of little children activities like art and craft activities, and we often have a magic show or an acrobatic show. The SES are there and they have an old car behind cyclone fencing
yep.
and show the jewels of life. And
that's terrific.
Yeah, yep. that's a really great attraction. Yep. It's confronting to see, but yep. this is what
it's
is around us.
Of life.
And yep. also this is what local volunteers do for our community. Yeah. So important.
And at all hours of the day and night.
Absolutely.
And then still get up and go to work.
That's right. And I find it very humbling, actually, because you meet somebody and they just look like you or I, but they do a heck of a lot of other things that we don't know about.
Do a lot of stuff. Got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Heartbeat it fast.
I'm talking to Jan from the Millgrove Residents Action Group. We were talking about basically the things that you've done in the last 12 months. And I tell us a bit about your market. You run one of those a month, don't you?
Yes, we do. We have a market on a Saturday. It's the third Saturday of the month. And then we do something tricky just to mess with your mind. Every fifth Sunday of the month, we have a market as well. So that ends up being about four times a year.
So that's only about four times a year.
Yeah, yeah. And yep. It's sort of, you can't even sort of say every 3 months. It might be every 2 months, a month. Yep. Anyway, yep. It's been really grown in its patronage. We've had a morphing and changing. It was a wonderful little trash and treasure flea market type scenario.
Right.
However, things have taken a different direction, and we're now having up to 36 stalls each month, and they're really great.
So what sort of stalls?
Yeah, excellent variety. Yeah. They're sort of, we aim for artisan, handmade and local if possible.
Yep.
So we're talking about soap, beauty products, crochet.
Do you do jams and things like that? Or,
yes, and there's a wonderful French baker who comes regularly. We have organic vegetables. We have loads of lovely plants. We have wood making. Somebody from the Healesville area comes with that type of product. Now, goodness, what else is there? Quite often we will have somebody local who is trying to raise awareness about something. We were really thrilled to have the SES last month just to have a presence, meet and greet people, whether they be local or tourists. We seem to attract both.
Do you?
Yes, we do,
people
definitely.
Yeah,
locals and tourists. And it's a chance to just show off the Yarra Valley in a different way, because we've got our beautiful mountain range, which you can see from what we fondly call Memorial Park.
Yep.
The market nowadays, the little technical things, require people to have a gazebo now, and obviously weighted each leg, so it's safe.
You don't want them taken off.
Oh, no, I've seen it before. It's not pretty.
Yeah.
We have jewellery, we have tea, we have coffee, of course. You can't not.
You can't not have them.
Profiteroles, little pancakes, biscuits, cakes. I'm sure I'm missing some people, but it's a really lovely variety. We have a great signage coming in as you come towards the market nowadays. We have a VMS, which is a virtual message sign.
Which is those big ones,
big flashing ones.
Yeah.
And exciting news, due to a grant and the hard-earned fundraising of MRAG, we are in the market, or have actually purchased, a VMS of our own, which
have
is
you?
Yeah, really exciting.
Yeah.
We take receipt of that in April, and that will obviously be for our use, but it will be excellent in times of need, when there is urgent messages that need to get out, if there is some form of weather event happening. And also it will be some form of income for us. We will, at a reduced rate, but rent it out to local organisations.
Oh, that'd be terrific.
Mm.
So you got a grant to help you with that, did you?
We did. The Yarra Valley, Yarra Rangers Council helped us with that.
Oh,
I am going to say, and they support us in so many things, particularly the two events that I spoke about, the lighting trail for one, for sure. But the greater amount of cost was borne by MRAG for this particular purchase. We felt that it was worth, you know, when you're weighing up the pros and benefits, do you drain the bank account and, you know, start again? And this particular item, we really felt would be worth an investment for us.
Oh, that's terrific, isn't it? And good on the council for throwing some money in.
Yes, Yarra Rangers Council, thank you very much. I have another event that we did just on the long weekend, the Friday of the long weekend.
Yep.
And it's the second time we've done it. I'm going a bit rogue here. We didn't discuss since in the break, but it's called Dinner on the Green, and it has been so well received last year, which was a Yarra Rangers Council grant, that we decided to go ahead with it again. And again, we had some support with council. We fed up to 100 people, which was a true local event.
Yep.
And we estimate that that's nearly 10% of our township.
Is it?
Yeah, because there's 1,600 people.
So was it to celebrate anything in particular, Jan, or just a get-together?
Celebrate community, a get-together. And it's out on the grass right next to the Millwarra Community Building. So again, we have the backdrop of the mountains. It the building is actually on primary school, the Millwarra Primary School land, but we bring the tables out and we have tablecloths and the Koha Cafe, which is a social enterprise
Absolutely.
In Warburton.
We're trying to get them in again.
Yes. Yep. Oh, you really won't be sorry when
We've
you
do. We've had Cheryl in a couple of times, but we're at the moment just trying to get her in again.
Yep. Well, they're really busy.
Yep.
And this acts as a fundraiser for them because we pay them the full cost of what would be required.
Yep.
However, we subsidise the meal, and it brings awareness about what they do. We have such a friendly atmosphere that everybody's chatting as you're queuing up for your food. It's beautiful vegetarian food. You wouldn't know that it's vegetarian. We had lasagna and shepherd's pie that tastes like that, but there's no meat in it. I don't know how they do it.
I don't know how they do that.
They're clever.
Yeah, I don't know how people do that. But they, I mean, I've got a daughter who's a vegetarian, and she said, Dad, you wouldn't know the difference.
Mm. Yep, the way these recipes were prepared, I don't know whether it's a secret recipe or not, but very satisfying for all. So now I should say that a lot of that furniture that we use, lovely comfortable chairs, round tables, tablecloths, one of the main users of that hall, it's a multi-use hall, is the River Valley Church. And they have, over the years, outlaid the expense for all those furnishings. And they allow us to have that hall and that furniture at a very, very, very reasonable price.
Oh, that's terrific.
It's a good effort.
Got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. I should remind you that I'll be here on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. But also this Sunday, Music, Memories and More is on between 12 and 3. And I can't make it because I'm actually doing the Royal Children's Hospital fun run. So David Oaten has very kindly offered to fill in. So he'll be here with Music, Memories and More between 12 and 3. Hits of the 50s, 60s and whatever David wants to put in. I think he puts in the 1 o'clock funnies as well. But I'll be here Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. And Greg Carrick is having Sunday night off from Have a Little Faith. So I'll actually be here from 6 to 10. Play rock and roll from 6 to 8 and then we'll play some nice gospel music through till 10 o'clock. So I'd love to have you along. And of course, next week we will have... we're going to have for Community Connections. Can't remember. But anyway, I'll be here anyway. But we're talking to Jan and we're talking about the Milgrove Residents Action Group. Now, you've just got a grant from around energy resilience. What's that about, Jan?
Yeah, that was a huge, huge win for Milgrove Township.
Yep.
A member or resident of Milgrove who has become a MRAG associate. So if you're not a member and you're not going to community meetings, which is totally fine, anyone can come and contribute to the group and the township, more importantly, and we just call you an associate. So here you go. This person, I will name Sam Rye, helped us with a very large grant from AusNet.
Yeah.
The first component was an education grant, and that was $20,000. And, it gets better. The second part, which wasn't necessarily going to happen, so there were two completely separate grants, was for energy resilience. And that, don't quote me, I think it was around $180,000.
So what's that going to do, Jan?
Yeah, what that does is put a lot of solar panels on the Millwarra Community Building. So that building, as I mentioned, is on the grounds of the primary school. Yep. It's used by many other community groups. And then there is a large battery that backs that up, the power that's received from the solar panels.
Yep.
So if or, unfortunately, perhaps when something happens in town or to the township, with an extreme weather event, people have a place to go. Now, I want to make it clear, it's not a place of last resort.
Right.
It's after you've left, after the danger has passed, but you may not have power and you may not even have water. And the brilliance of having this energy resilience building is that it's a very large building. It has a commercial kitchen. It has public and ambulant toilets.
Terrific.
It has a large carpeted area and, as I mentioned, furniture for tables and chairs. On the other side of the building, it has a half court. If worse came to worse, I imagine that people could be using that as sleeping area.
Yep.
But it's adjacent to a large oval, which the Yarra Valley Soccer home base is.
Oh, right.
And there is an excellent new pavilion that's been built by the Yarra Rangers, which has, again, don't quote me, but I think there's at least 10 showers there because a club room, and that is also energy resilient. We are also looking to get a grant from federal government funds in making both of those buildings Wi-Fi capacity even when everything is down. Now, that is just such layman terms. I'm sorry, but that's kind of what the end result would be. So that was an incredible bonus. I still pinch myself to know that we have that capacity on the building.
That's terrific, isn't it?
When everything is set up and completely running smoothly, my understanding is obviously any power that's used in the community building is, during the day at least, or ongoingly, is zero cost. Yep. But the excess power will reduce the power bills for the primary school. So they will have, and the way it works, to my understanding, with primary schools that have this capacity or this access to solar energy is that yes, it reduces the bills, but the extra funds that they would have spent on power are allowed to stay within the funds of the school.
Yeah. So, like, you can do more for the school.
Exactly.
That's terrific.
Talk about lots of wins right across the board. Yeah. So we did do the education component too, which was really great to get local electricians. Well, we probably weren't teaching them anything that they didn't know, but just the finer...
To reinforce it.
Finer details of these things. Yep. Yeah.
All right, Jan, I'm going to take a quick break, and then you've got something coming up that we want to talk about, because we'll have to leave soon, but let's come back. So if you've got a paper and pencil, please get your paper and pencil ready, because write down and Jan's going to tell you all about it. Listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's about 18 minutes to 3. And, of course, I should mention that Matt Shaw will be on at 3 o'clock with his new retro show. Well, that's a bit of an embarrassment, isn't it? He'll be here along at 3 o'clock with his retro show. And, of course, the Oz Indie show now has moved to 5 to 7 o'clock. I shouldn't have had my phone in here, but I was expecting a call from about the radio show. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Sorry about that. Jan, you've got this big thing coming up in April. Tell us all about it, please.
Okay. I touched on it earlier. It's one of our annual events that we have had really large following and popularity with. It's a wonderful evening of light, atmosphered experience. It's a trail somewhere along Millgrove. It changes.
Yep.
So this year it's in a totally different spot to the previous 2 years.
Right.
It has a theme that is a little bit scary. We're terming it murder mystery.
Tell us what a murder mystery is. I've been to a murder mystery night, so tell me about this.
Well, they're fun, aren't they?
Yep.
These are historically based. There are four deaths in Millgrove in the last century. I know that the first death is somewhere in the first 10 years of last century, and then one is in the mid-century.
When you're talking about deaths, you're talking the murders?
They are... There, I don't want to be a total spoiler, but there is four incidences that we're talking about,
yep.
And some of them, there were convictions.
I was going to ask whether there were any convictions here.
Some of them were convictions, there were convictions, and some of them remain a mystery, but there definitely was dubious circumstances about disappearances and deaths.
That's terrific, because often when you go to these murder mysteries, they're just made up. So this is actually based on actual...
Yes, it is. They were definitely people in and living in Millgrove, so much so that there are actually people alive who are related to those people. So In some circumstances, we will be making our suspicions opaque about people,
because
we just need to be careful. But it was talked about, and it remains a mystery. So I've joked that we could possibly start a podcast, true crime podcast, out of this event.
Few of them around. You might even solve the mystery.
Who knows? But I can tell you, it's just going to be a fun night.
Yep.
So that's the theme of it. But aside from that, people will be getting to enjoy the area at night time in a safe, friendly community environment with spectacular lighting.
So tell us again what time and where it is, please, Jan.
It's going to be Saturday, the 11th of April. That is the middle weekend of the school holidays.
Yep.
It will start from 5:30. There will be up to 14 sessions of 25 people running every 20 minutes.
Now, tell me how that works. I'm not sure how that works. So,
a lot of logistics.
Yeah. So, does each murder only last 20 minutes, or how's it go?
No. So you do need to... Free event, 100% free. There, you will need to register, though. So there's a QR code in any of our publicity.
Right.
You will see a QR code where you register for free on the Humanitics
Is that
platform.
On your Facebook page?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yep.
And it will be on our website, and it is on our Instagram. And if you're having any troubles at all, you can email us on info@mrag.net.au.
Well, MRAG is, there's no dots between any of them, it's just MRAG.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
So the first two events will be modified children friendly.
Yep.
And then after that, it won't get
I'm
too
not sure
much
how
harsher.
I'm not sure how you can modify a murder.
We are trying to use different language, and we're going to focus on clues and mystery more than anything else.
Right.
And, of course, it's an open area, and people can walk away or be quite easily distracted with beautiful lighting if the content gets a bit too much.
Yep.
But to explain, well... Rather than explain, you should just come along. But there will be three guides that will be taking people around. And, yes, so these trails are
so
with a guide.
How long does the murder mystery part of it run?
That's a very good question.
Yep.
It usually, we aim for an hour, and it's a much smaller trail this year than last year. Some
right.
of our trails were so intricate and there was so much detail that they actually ran to an hour and a half, which was a lot of fun, but
yep.
sometimes a little tiring.
Yep.
So this time we're keeping it to a tight 1 hour. And of course, if anything gets too much, you can walk away. But as previously explained, it's totally flat and pram and ambulance friendly.
Sounds fantastic. So that's on Saturday the 11th of April.
Yes.
They need to go to the MREG website or Facebook page.
Yes, and register on Humanitix.
On Humanitix. That sounds like a great idea. So I've got to ask you, I don't want you to give too much away, has your group written the storyline on these, or have you had somebody else that's done that?
Thank you for that question. We've got a person in our group, Phil Pomeroff, who is a great history buff and has researched many of the newspaper articles over time, and then that raw material has been handed over to the Dreaming Space, an artistic company in Millgrove that develop and use a little bit of
poetic license,
yes, to make it all a bit of fun.
Sounds like a fantastic night on Saturday the 11th of April, starting at 5:30. Go to their website, which is MRAG, I guess, .com. Oh, it's info@mrag.com. org.au, wouldn't it?
We don't have an org. We've got a net because there's another MRAG over in Canada that's taken out.
So it's a 3 W's, mrag.net.au.
Yes, and I should say that the starting point is at Memorial Park, which is right in the centre of Millgrove.
Yep. And it's a great way to go. Now, we're fast running out of time, Jan. We've got 4 minutes.
Mm.
I want to go back just briefly. We've been talking about what you've been doing over the year. Working bees. You run some working bees too during the year, do you?
We do. The group has really been created a lot of cohesivity. That's not even a word, become quite cohesive, quite cohesive as a group through the working bees, actually. Just working shoulder to shoulder is a great way to get to know.
It's a great way to know someone, isn't it?
Yeah. So all along the river and D Road trails, we've cleared there many times over the years. And just recently in December, Disaster Resilience Aid, another not-for-profit group, helped us clear a whole lot of debris around the Ronald Grove area near the river. So we generally do our very best to keep the area fuel reduced for the fire season.
So how often, Jan, do you run the working bees?
They are something that we put on our social media. Right. When we're really enthusiastic, we're doing it. At one stage, we were doing it fortnightly. Yep. We went down to once a month, and now we are doing it sporadically when there is a need.
Yep.
But we probably will be increasing that over time because I didn't get to tell you about another project.
Yep.
But there is a project that we are hoping to complete. It's what we would call a legacy to the township, to finish off the trail that runs a third of the way along the River Road Trail.
Right.
We call it Bridge to Bridge. People who know the area know that there's a Mackenzie King Bridge and a D Road Bridge, and you can do a loop.
Yep.
And already it's so popular with people walking. It's brilliant for your health, both physically and mentally. But at this stage, you have to get up onto an unmade road to finish off your walk on River Road. So we want to get the rest of that trail finished. So that's the sort of stay tuned probably second half of this year going into 27.
And you probably need a grant to help you with that?
We definitely need a grant to help you with that. And this is where we need to be calling out to our local and state and federal governments for this.
You should have grabbed Cindy while she was in here before.
I smile very sweetly at her today.
So Cindy, if you're still listening, you can guarantee Jan will be knocking on your door. So, because, I mean, let's stop, you know, it's all right to laugh about it, but all these things cost money, apart from the fact you've got the volunteers. Yes. They cost money to do.
And what this is doing is giving back to the government, the government giving back to the people, and it helps locals, but it will be of interest to tourists. It helps economy, and it really does allow people to... I saw this great bumper bar sticker the other week, Alan, and I thought, so simple. Two words, get outside.
Yep, sounds great. Jan, we've got to go. I'm just going to finish off with a couple of short songs. Matt is in the auditorium out the in the foyer, and I've got to end up with a couple of 50-60s for you, Matt. Cole Joy and the Joy Boys and the great Johnny O'Keefe. Jan, look, thanks for coming along. Enjoy, always enjoy talking to you. Saturday the 11th of April, let's get as many people along there as we possibly can. And it should be a great night.